بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Masjid Tawheed wa Sunnah of Durham, North Carolina present to you a recorded Friday sermon by the noble Sheikh, Al-Sheikh Abdul Razak ibn Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad. It is entitled, The Heat of the Summer is a Reminder of the Hellfire.
الحمد لله عاقب بين الليالي والأيام ونوع سبحانه بين الشهور والفصول والأعوام.
All praises belong to Allah, who has alternated the night and the day, and who has diversified, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has diversified the months and the seasons and the years.
أحمده تبارك وتعالى على نعمائه وأشكره سبحانه على منه وفضله وعطائه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
I praise him تبارك وتعالى for his blessings, and I thank him subhanahu wa ta'ala for his favors and for his virtue and for what he has given, and I bear witness that nothing has the right to be worshipped except for him alone without partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, upon his family, and upon his companions all together.
أما بعد معاشر المؤمنين عباد الله اتقوا الله تعالى فإن من اتقى الله وقاه وأرشده إلى خير أمور دينه ودنياه.
As to what follows, O believers, O slaves of Allah, fear Allah Ta'ala, because verily whoever fears Allah, Allah will protect him and guide him to the best affairs in his deen, his religious matters, and his worldly affairs.
عباد الله إن الله تبارك وتعالى خلق الناس وأوجدهم في هذه الحياة الحياة الدنيا وجعلها لهم ميدانا للابتلاء والامتحان ودارا للعمل والطاعة والتقرب إلى الله جل وعلا وجعل سبحانه هذه الدار دارا فانية زائلة وجعل الناس منتقلون منها إلى دار القرار.
Slaves of Allah, verily Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created mankind and brought him into existence in this worldly life. In this worldly life, and he has made for him an arena to test and examine him. And this life he has made for doing actions and obedience and getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this life one that ends and will not last forever. And he has made mankind such that they go from this worldly life to the life that lasts forever.
وفي دار القرار أعد الله تبارك وتعالى ثوابه وجنته لمن أطاعه وناره وعقابه لمن عصاه. فالكيس من عباد الله من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني.
And in the life that lasts forever, O slaves of Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has prepared a great reward and his paradise for those who obey him, and his fire and his punishment for those who disobey him. Therefore, the intelligent one is the one who refrains himself, and he works for that which is going to happen after death. And the weak one is the one who follows his desires, and his only hope is he has a wish with Allah that Allah will save him.
عباد الله إن الدار الآخرة هي دار الحساب فيها جنة ونار فيها نعيم وعذاب النعيم أعده الله لأهل الطاعة والعذاب أعده سبحانه لأهل الإضاعة.
Slaves of Allah, verily the life of the hereafter, it is the life of reckoning. In it is paradise and the hellfire. In it is extreme enjoyment. Also there is punishment. As for the extreme enjoyment, then Allah has prepared this for those who obey him. And as for the punishment, then he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has prepared this for those who are negligent.
ومن نعمته سبحانه وحكمته أن جعل في هذه الدار الدنيا علامات على ما أعده في الدار الآخرة.
And from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from His wisdom is that He has made in this worldly life, and this worldly life He has made signs of what He has prepared for the next life.
فالإنسان في هذه الحياة الدنيا يمر بأفراح وآلام ويمر بمنح ومحن ويمر بعطايا ومصائب فما يمر به من نعمة يذكر بنعيم الآخرة وما يمر به من ألم يذكر بألم الآخرة.
So the person in this life is going to have some joy, and it's going to have some pain, and it's going to have some blessings, and it's going to have some trials and tribulations. He's going to have gifts and favors, and he's going to have hardships. So when he passes by the days of favors and blessings, then he's going to reflect upon the blessings in the next life. And when he passes by those days of pain, then he's going to reflect upon the pain in the next life.
ولهذا عباد الله تنوعت البراهين في هذه الدار الدالة للمتفكر والمتأمل بما أعده الله تبارك وتعالى يوم القيامة.
And with this, O slaves of Allah, we can see that there are various types of evidences in this worldly life for the one who reflects and ponders. There are many types of evidences for what Allah has prepared for the Day of Judgment.
وبما أننا عباد الله نعيش في هذه الأيام أوائل أيام الصيف فهذه وقفة عباد الله نتذكر فيها أمرا عظيما ومقاما شديدا يذكر به هذا الصيف إذ هو علامة واضحة وبرهان صادق على ما أعده الله تبارك وتعالى يوم القيامة وهو من جملة العلامات والدلالات. الصيف عباد الله ولا سيما إذا اشتد حره يذكر بنار جهنم يوم القيامة.
O slaves of Allah, these days in which we live in right now, these first days of summer, we find in them a tremendous point that we must reflect upon, a tremendous affair of a severe situation that the summer reminds us of. It is a clear sign and a truthful proof of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prepared for the Day of Judgment. In this summer we find a general sign, especially when the heat of the summer becomes severe, that we are reminded of the fire of hell on the Day of Judgment.
وقد جاء في الحديث الصحيح المخرج في الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: اشتكت النار إلى ربها فقالت: يا رب، أكل بعضي بعضا. فأذن لها سبحانه بنفسين، نفس في الصيف ونفس في الشتاء. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: وأشد ما تجدون من الحر في الصيف من سموم جهنم، وأشد ما تجدون من البرد في الشتاء من زمهرير جهنم.
And it comes in an authentic hadith which can be found in Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the hellfire complained to its Lord. It said, O my Lord, parts of me are eating other parts of me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted the hellfire to breathe twice, taking a breath in the summer and taking a breath in the winter. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the severeness that you find from the heat of the summer is from the hot wind of the hellfire, and the severeness that you find from the cold of the winter is from the bitter cold of the hellfire.
فالصيف عباد الله واشتداد حرارته يذكر بنار جهنم يوم القيامة، وكلنا عباد الله يتقي حرارة الصيف بالأجواء الباردة والظل الوفير وبالذهاب للمناطق الباردة خوفا من شدة حرارته. ولهذا قال بعض السلف: عجبا لمن اتقى حر الصيف في الدنيا، كيف لا يتقي باجتناب الذنوب حر جهنم يوم القيامة.
Therefore the summer, O slaves of Allah, and the severeness of his heat is a reminder of the hellfire on the Day of Judgment. And all of us, O slaves of Allah, we all try to protect ourselves from the heat of the summer by seeking cold air and abundant shade, and by traveling to the cold regions of the earth, fearing from the severeness of the heat. And for this reason, some of the Salaf would say, how strange is the person that will protect himself from the heat of the summer in this worldly life, how can he not protect himself from the heat of the hellfire by staying away from sins?
عباد الله، ومما يذكر بالنار شدة الظهيرة، ولا سيما في فصل الصيف. وقد جاء في المسند من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: إذا اشتد الحر فأبردوا بالصلاة، فإن شدة الحر من فيح جهنم.
O slaves of Allah, and that which will remind us of the hellfire is the severeness of the heat during midday, especially during the season of the summer. And there comes a hadith from Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when the heat becomes severe, then cool yourselves with prayer, because verily the severeness of the heat is from the hellfire taking a breath.
فهذا عباد الله مؤشر وتذكرة للمتقين. وقد كان بعض السلف رحمهم الله إذا انصرف يوم الجمعة في شدة الحر، إذا انصرف من الصلاة تذكر انصراف الناس يوم القيامة، انصرافهم إما إلى الجنة وإما إلى النار. فإن الناس عباد الله يوم القيامة، ويوم القيامة يكون يوم جمعة، فإن القيامة تقوم يوم الجمعة ولا يأتي منتصف ذلك النهار إلا وقد أقال أهل الجنة في الجنة وأهل النار في النار. قاله ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه وتلا قول الله تبارك وتعالى أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وخير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا.
And this, O slaves of Allah, is a sign and a reminder for the people of piety. And some of the Salaf, may Allah have mercy upon them, when they would depart from the Friday prayer during the severe heat, when they would depart from the prayer, they would remember the departure of the people on the Day of Judgment, and how the people would either depart to the paradise or depart to the hellfire. And verily the Day of Judgment shall come on Friday. The Day of Judgment shall be on Friday. And half of the day shall not come, except that the people of paradise shall be sent to paradise, and the people of hellfire shall be sent to the hellfire. This was the statement of Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him. And then he recited the verse, "The companions of paradise will be well that day, living in their abode, and they will have the best places to live." Chapter 25, verse 24.
عباد الله، ومما يذكر بنار يوم القيامة الشمس التي جعلها الله في هذه الحياة. فهذه الشمس شأنها كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا، سراجا أي مضيئة، وهاجا أي حارة. فحرارة الشمس عباد الله تذكر بحر النار يوم القيامة، بل إنها عباد الله تذكر الناس شأنها عندما تدنو من الخلائق يوم القيامة، يوم يقفون على أرض عفراء مستوية لا ظل فيها ولا مأوى ولا مسكن إلا من يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله.
O slaves of Allah, and that which will remind us of the hellfire on Yawm al-Qiyamah is the sun that Allah has made for us in this life. And the sun, it is as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has described it, and we have made it siraj, meaning a lamp, wahaja, meaning fiery and hot. So the heat of the sun, it reminds us of the fire of hell on the Day of Judgment, O slaves of Allah. And in fact, O slaves of Allah, we should be reminded of the condition of the people when the sun is brought close to the creation on the Day of Judgment, the day when the people are standing on the flat, barren land, and there is no shade, and there are no homes, and there is no shelter, except for those whom Allah shades in His shade, on the day when there is no shade except for His shade.
وَمِمَّا يُذَكِّرُ بِالنَّارِ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ ما يكون في هذه الحياة من الحوادث غير المعتادة، كالصواعق المهلكة والرياح المحرقة والبراكين الملتهبة، فإن هذه الأمور تذكر بنار يوم القيامة. قال الله تبارك وتعالى ويرسل الصواعق فيصيب بها من يشاء، وقال الله تعالى فأصابها إعصار فيه نار فاحترقت، والآيات في هذا المعنى كثيرة.
O slaves of Allah, and that which shall remind us of the fire of hell on the Day of Judgment are the unusual events that occur in this life, such as the deadly lightning bolts, and those winds which destroy, and those winds which contain fire, and the erupting volcanoes. All of these events shall remind us of the hellfire on the Day of Judgment. As Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, what can be translated as in chapter 13, verse 13, He says, and we send the lightning bolts, and we strike whomever we will with them. And as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in chapter number 2, verse 266, what can be translated as, does any of you wish that he should have a garden with date palms and vines and streams flowing underneath and all kinds of fruit, while he is afflicted with old age and his children are not strong enough to look after themselves, that it should be caught in a whirlwind with fire therein and burnt up?
وَمِمَّا يُذَكِّرُ بِنَارِ الْقِيَامَةِ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ مَا يُصِيبُ بَنِي آدَمَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ من الحمى وقد جاء في سنن ابن ماجه بسند ثابت من حديث أبي هريرة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال الحمى كير من جهنم فنحوها عنكم بالماء البارد الحمى كير من جهنم فنحوها عنكم بالماء البارد وورد في بعض ألفاظ الحديث وهي حظ المؤمن من النار ولهذا ينبغي على عبد الله المؤمن إذا أصابته الحمى أن يحتسب ذلك كفارة عند الله عز وجل وتطهيرا وتمحيصا.
And from those things that will remind us about the Day of Judgment are some of the hardships and afflictions that we face during this life. And it comes in a hadith that can be found in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, a hadith which is authentic on the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that fever is a breath from the hellfire, so ward it away from yourselves with cold water. That fever is the hellfire taking a breath, so therefore ward it away from yourselves with cold water. And it comes in another narration that it is a portion of the hellfire for the believer. And for this reason, it is befitting that the believer, when he is afflicted with fever, that he consider this to be an atonement with Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah is purifying him and rectifying his situation.
وَمِمَّا يُذَكِّرُ بِنَارِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ هذه النار التي عندنا في الدنيا وقد قال الله عز وجل نحن جعلناها تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين أي تذكرة للناس بالنار التي أعدها الله يوم القيامة.
And from those things that shall remind us about the fire on the day of judgment is the fire that we have in this life. As Allah Azza wa Jal, He says what can be translated as in Surah number 56, verse number 73, and we have made it as a reminder and as a comfort and convenience for those in the desert, meaning a reminder to the people about the fire that has been prepared for the Day of Judgment.
وقد جاء في الحديث الصحيح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد جاء في الحديث الصحيح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إن هذه النار جزء من 70 جزءا من نار جهنم أعاذنا الله وإياكم ووقانا ووقاكم.
And as it comes in a narration which is authentic, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, verily this fire that we have in this world is one of 70 parts of the fire from the hellfire. It's only one of 70 parts from the fire and the hellfire. May Allah protect us and you from the fire of hell.
عباد الله عجبا ثم عجبا ثم عجبا ندري بنار وجنة وليس لذي نشتاق أو تلك نحذر نسأل الله عز وجل أن يوقظ قلوبنا وأن يصلح نفوسنا وأن يجعلنا من عباده المعتبرين المتبصرين وأن يفقهنا في دينه وأن يرزقنا البصيرة بشرعه وأن يأخذ بنواصينا إلى كل خير. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
O slaves of Allah, it is amazing, then it is amazing, and then again it is amazing that we know about the hellfire and that we know about the paradise. But where is the longing for the paradise, and where is the fear or the avoidance of the hellfire? We ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He awaken our hearts and that He rectify our souls and that He make us from His slaves who take heed and who have insight, and that He give us understanding in His religion, and that He give us insight in His legislation, and that He take us by our forelock and lead us to every good. I say what you have heard, and I seek forgiveness from Allah for myself and for you and for all of the Muslims from all of our sins. So seek His forgiveness. Verily He is the one who forgives, the one who has mercy.
الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على جوده وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وإخوانه.
All praises belong to Allah, praising Him for His goodness and thanking Him for His kindness and for His many favors. And I bear witness that nothing has the right to be worshipped except for Allah alone, glorifying Him for His essence. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and messenger. He was the caller to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And may the peace and blessings be upon him and upon his companions and brothers.
أما بعد عباد الله اتقوا الله تعالى وراقبوه مراقبة من يعلم أن ربه يسمعه ويراه. عباد الله لو تفكرنا جيدا وتأملنا مليا لوجدنا أن أجسامنا هذه الضعيفة لا تحتمل نار يوم القيامة. أجسامنا عباد الله لا تحتمل نار يوم القيامة، ونار يوم القيامة لا بد أن يجعل العبد بينه وبينها وقاية، كما قال الله عز وجل: قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا.
As to what follows, O slaves of Allah, have taqwa of Allah Ta'ala, and be aware that He is watching you. Be aware that your Lord is watching you, and He hears you, and He sees everything that you do. O slaves of Allah, if we think deeply, if we ponder carefully, then we're going to understand that these bodies of ours are weak, and they are not able to withstand the fire of hell. Our bodies cannot take, they cannot stand up to the fire and the hellfire. Therefore, what is incumbent upon all of us is that we place between ourselves and this fire a barrier, that we place a barrier between ourselves and the fire of hell. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, what can be translated as, save yourselves, place a barrier between yourselves and your family from the hellfire.
ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب من يعمل سوءا يجزى به.
And in chapter Nisa, verse number 123, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says what can be translated as, it is not by your desires, nor by the desires of the people of the book. Rather, whoever does evil, then he shall be given evil accordingly.
تفكر أحد السلف في هذا الأمر الجلل فقال كلمة عظيمة قال إنا نظرنا في هذا الأمر فوجدنا أن صبرنا على طاعة الله في الدنيا أهون من صبرنا على ناره يوم القيامة.
So one of the Salaf, one of the pious predecessors, he reflected upon this great calamity that's going to occur, meaning the hellfire, and he said a tremendous statement. He said, we looked into this affair, and we found that it is easier to be patient upon the obedience of Allah in this worldly life. This is easier than trying to be patient upon the hellfire on the Day of Judgment.
عباد الله إنك عندما تتأمل في واقع كثير منا تجد أن الواحد منا يتجنب أنواعا من الأطعمة من الأطعمة المباحة وإذا سألته عن ذلك قال أتجنبها خشية الداء فيا من تتجنب لذيذ الطعام خشية الداء ما بالك لا تتجنب المعاصي خشية ومخافة نار الله يوم القيامة.
O slaves of Allah, if you look into the reality of most of us, then you are going to find that one of us will avoid various types of food. One of us will stay away from different types of food, foods which are permissible. And if you were to ask him about this, he would say that I am staying away from this type of food because I'm afraid that it's going to make me sick. So to the one who avoids different types of foods, fearing that he's going to get sick, what is your problem? That you do not avoid sins, fearing and being afraid of the hellfire that Allah has prepared for the Day of Judgment.
عباد الله نسأل الله جل وعلا بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يجيرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار